that some tune, though? Yeah, but the melody lines he would come up with, like... Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the guys that really knew how to project a feeling of despair in a melody, or sadness. Boy, it almost makes me cry, that tune.
That was his last song.
Yeah, it was his last tune in the hospital. Mm. Well, back to you and me. You know, I'm not surprised that you like working with a rhythm section, because you have such a great one. I was listening to a couple of your records. Do you have those people, Buster Williams on bass and Billy Hart on drums? Do you have them all the time?
No, that was... I was sitting home one Friday afternoon, and Billy called. No, this guy called from... I thought somebody playing a joke on me, and he had a terribly heavy accent, and I couldn't understand. I said, "Oh, this is somebody playing." I said, "Listen, I'm trying to look at my shoot 'em up. I'll talk with you later. Call me another time." Then Billy called. He said, "You don't want to record?" I said, "Billy Hart, where are you?" So he was in New York, right? He's giving this guy my number. He called me from Copenhagen.
And that was Friday. Was the guy calling you from Copenhagen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, no wonder he had a funny accent, huh?
So I had no idea what I was going to play or anything. And so I said, "Well, who's on the gig, right?" So he's playing in Buster Williams. I'd heard some of Buster Williams. I said, okay, I had nothing else to do. So I told my husband, "I want you to drive me slowly so I can think about what am I going to play, right?" So I got hooked up with Buster Williams and Billy Hart, and it was really something. I know Billy from... Billy used to play with me when he was 14 years old.
Really?
Yeah, right.
I've known him a long time, but not that long.
Yeah, I took him on the road when he was 17. So I knew all about him, you know. But this Buster Williams was so fantastic. I said, what in the world is he doing? And they work together. They have a beautiful marriage.
Yeah. They're wonderful. I was envious. I used to have Billy occasionally. I haven't had him on a record date for a long time.
Yeah.
And hearing those records of yours, I thought, gee, I've got to get that rhythm section just once.
Yeah.
Would be nice, because I have never played with Buster. But it is important to have... people like that. Yeah. It just makes it frees you up, doesn't it,
it
to
does.
Do
right.
whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Now, you know, thinking of that, of Billy Strayhorn, it's amazing how many tunes he and Duke wrote together. It's sort of like one takes over where the other leaves off. There's some tunes that sometimes I announce that Duke wrote it and it was actually Billy. Somebody corrects me. Or they wrote it together. It was an incredible partnership. But this... here's a tune we could play that I think Duke actually did write. Love You Madly.
Yeah,
he would have to write that. That was his big saying, wasn't it?
Yeah,
love you madly. Used to break me up whenever he'd say that. Let's try that one. All right.
You go.
Let's see.